Welcome to the show, Dr. Samatar.
Thank you very much.
Can you explain to us a little bit about what brings Somalis to America and Minnesota in particular?
Well, the single most significant reason why Somalis are here in the United States and in Minnesota is the fact that the Somali society back in the Horn of Africa, East Africa, has been embroiled in very devastating internal civil strife for almost 20 years now, and without a functioning government. And when you don't have a functioning government, you are immediately condemned to great anxiety over personal security and predictability about day-to-day living. So civil wars that last this long have a way of pushing members of a particular society in which that takes place to flee, and therefore exodus. And that, I think, is the single biggest reason why the Somalis are here in the United States and in our own state in Minnesota.
Well, that certainly is understandable. What are some of the challenges Somali Americans face assimilating to the American culture, and particularly, again, in our Minnesota culture?
Yes. Quite a few challenges, some of them quite steep. Perhaps the most important one to begin with is the fact that the Somalis who have arrived here in our own state and the country, the United States, that is, come with comparatively less educational and other kinds of skills and human capital, very low human capital in terms of English language, in terms of education, generally speaking, and skills, and therefore arriving in the United States and the state becomes a major difficulty. So that's one. I think another challenge that confronts the Somalis here is how to then adapt to the complexity and the quick driving and movement of American society. This is in many ways the most sophisticated society in the world, a highly educated, quick, complex, technological base, and very individualistic society also in many ways. And the Somalis, therefore, have, I think, and continue to have some rather difficulties in how to adapt to that rather quickly and then participate in life. There are some who have done so, but I'm talking about the vast majority of the Somalis who are here, probably well over 30,000 Somalis in our own state. I think another important challenge that confronts them is cultural, and that is the Somalis are preeminently Muslim peoples, and this is primarily a Christian state, even though we pride ourselves both in Minnesota and the United States at societies with multi-religious base, but still the vast majority here are Christian communities, and therefore Somalis being Muslims. How to hold the two together also becomes a challenge in terms of rituals and ways of approaching everyday life through some kind of religious lens. So that's another question, cultural question, religious question. And then finally, the issue of jobs and employment becomes another challenge that confronts Somali people. And maybe if I can add this, even though I said finally, the question of democratic politics, how to participate in a democratic society, and the importance of citizenship, not only as a way of legally staying in a particular society with the papers that comes along with this, but citizenship, more importantly, as active, engaged capacity to participate in the day-to-day civic life of the community. And that is also another challenge for the Somalis, how to adapt to that and become viable citizens, therefore, rather than just people who are welcomed here and have papers and therefore ghettoizing themselves in particular locations in the cities and urban areas and maybe some of the rural communities in the state of Minnesota.
Well, it sounds like those are It sounds like lots of challenges, yes, and thank you for laying that all out for us, and I know that it'll be an exciting talk that you give on June 7th. And just quickly, why should a community like ours want to know about the Somali Americans and care about them?
Well, the Somalis, like any other group of people who arrive in a particular community to settle with them, I think we expect also that they will be given the kind of assistance which is necessary for them to adapt and become organically now part of the Minnesota and American society. So I think there is a challenge for the Minnesota communities and the rest of the American society insofar as the Somalis you know, come here, which means, therefore, how and in what way can the American Minnesota community participate actively also in facilitating for the Somalis to become deeply integrated into our own history and culture and society so that they will participate in the continuous building of the state of Minnesota and the other communities that they become part of. So the challenge is not only for the Somalis, the challenge is also for the people of Minnesota. And it's one of the topics I want to also talk about when I come to Grand Marie, to lay out what are the challenges that also confront us as citizens of Minnesota in making the Somalis become successful members of our own communities.
Well, we certainly will look forward to seeing you on in Grand Marais on June 7th to give your presentation entitled Escape from Hell, What Now for Somali Americans at the Community Center. And for more information, contact the Community Center at 387-3015. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Samatar, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, too. I have never been to that part of the country and the state, even though I have been in Minnesota now for 18 years.
Well, it's time.
Yes. Well, I hear it's a very enchanting, beautiful part of the state, so I'm looking forward to the journey to drive there and also to look around and enjoy the few days I will be there, the grand scenes and scenery of the Grand Marie. So I look forward to this.
Well, thank you, and we'll see you then.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.